Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we're wrapping up the first week of devotions from the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. And this book is 13 weeks of daily devotions, and each week is wrapped around a different topic or aspect of serving. And this first week has been wrapped around and focused on the idea that we're called to serve. We've looked at various ways God has called us to serve, or reasons that we know that He's called us to serve. And today's topic is called to be like Christ. Are there people that you want to be like, that you admire, whether they're living now or people from history that you've learned about, you've heard about, that you know, or at least believe you know well enough that you want to be like them? What is it that draws you to them? What would it take for you to become like them? Many times we have people on that list that we would say we want to be like them, but the more we dig into who they really are, the less we want to be really like them. We find things about their character, about their work ethic, about how they did life that, well, we want the visible part, but we don't want to put the effort into it that they did. As I read stories of somewhat modern heroes of the faith, compared to the heroes of the faith in the book of Hebrews, and the time they would spend getting up in the wee hours of the morning to pray for hours on end. We like the results that these heroes had. We like the almost seamless appearing faith that these heroes had, but we want to be like that. We just don't want to have to do what they did in order to be like them. And sometimes I believe that's kind of where we're at with being like Christ. We like the idea of God's Spirit moving in and transforming us and making us like Christ, but then it comes down to that nitty-gritty part of the transformation of our attitudes. And in case you're wondering, it's not unique to our generation or culture or time. The disciples would argue in the very presence of Jesus about which one of them was the greatest. And Jesus would rebuke them, would correct them, would let them know that to be like Him meant you had to serve. He would tell them that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve others. And if your desire is to be like Him, then that's part of what it takes. We don't get the opportunity to pick and choose the characteristics we like and discard the ones that we would rather not practice. And we can, it's just we won't be like Christ then. We will be like our own version. We will have created our own God. You see, as we live life being called to serve, we're called to serve because we're called to be like Christ. When we come into God's kingdom, I always love the progression in the Apostle Paul, and he would write and tell, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And he eventually reaches the point where he'll simply write, whatever you've seen in me or heard from me, put it into practice. So that the God of peace, the God that I serve, would guard your heart and mind. And I think as Christians, we kind of follow that. We ought to. There are times where we know we're still growing, we're still learning, we're still in the infancy stages, so to speak. And so we can tell people to follow me as I follow Christ. To imitate the Christ-like things that I do. In other words, sort through what you see in me. Because I'm still growing. I'm not perfect. I'm not there yet. But as we grow, as we mature, we ought to become more confident. In having others look to our example to see Jesus. Will we be perfect? I don't think so. But we ought to be able to present a good, clear image of who Jesus is when people see us. You see, there are many things that get our attention in life, that stir us up emotionally, that engage our mind in thinking through what we could do or ought to do or want to do. And sometimes we get so involved in the things that stimulate us that we lose track and forget that to represent Jesus, I need to see how this lines up with Him. And it's so easy to find ourselves in the middle of something and realize this isn't really all that Christ-like. And the question for the Christian becomes, what do I do then? Do I press on? Or do I pull back? And I believe as we seek to imitate Christ, as we seek to live according to His calling to be like Christ, we have the obligation to step back and say, this is not right. One of the greatest things that we can do to help others is to admit when we're wrong. So that we can be made right in Christ. There seems to be this inborn tendency within us to seek to be great, to want to be served rather than to have to serve. We want that top position so that others would listen to us rather than us having to listen to them. We spend so much time and energy in a lot of settings and situations trying to figure out the pecking order. Okay, I might not be in charge, but who's above me and who's below me? Who do I have to listen to and who has to listen to me? And when we live life that way, we're not looking for who can I serve. We may be looking for who do I have to serve, but we tend to be more focused on who has to serve me. And I think one of the problems that we face as a nation in this country that I live in, and I think it's a fairly global problem, is we tend to look out for the good of me, even above the good of us, and especially above the good of others. You see, when we serve, God says we ought to serve one another according to their need, not according to what I want, not even according to what they want, but according to their need. And we struggle. With honestly evaluating what we need and with honestly evaluating what others need. One of the incredible opportunities I had this past year, late fall, was to volunteer with an organization of IDES, International Disaster Emergency Service, and help people who had been really hammered hard by disasters. And two different trips into the same area that were hit with back-to-back hurricanes. And they had become, as a whole, been through some events that had really refined what they needed and what they wanted. And so many were grateful for the basic things that we really do need to live. And had learned that so much of what they wanted was easily destroyed and wasn't nearly as important as they once thought it was. It's not that they didn't want those things anymore. It's just they didn't take the priority they once did. And that's really what being called to be like Christ is about. It's not about not wanting good and nice things. It's about them not having priority over us. But now Christ is supreme. He's the one with the priority. He's the one that matters. And when we live to serve God, we live to serve others. And we are most like Christ in this world when we humble ourselves and we quietly go about serving, not for accolades or attention or news stories or pats on the back, but because we see a brother or sister in need and we discover God has equipped us to help meet that need in some way. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to consider how much you really want to be like Christ. And ask Him to help you imitate His service to others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love was manifested in such a great way by Jesus coming to earth to live among us, to walk with us, to serve us, And Father, as we look at his life and we admire his work in doing good things, we can't help but gaze upon the cross and see his greatest work in dying for our sin and paying the penalty, taking on the punishment that we deserved. And as we gaze there, may we grow in our desire to be like him in the way we serve people, even to the point of sacrificing ourselves so that others can live free, free from the weight of sin, free from the oppression of the enemy. Fathers, we live in this time when in this flesh that desires to be great. May we repent of those times where we have used people to get further ahead, where we've climbed over people and put them down so that we can somehow be greater than what they are, in our own mind at least. Forgive us for those times. Help us to recognize when we're doing that so we would stop. Father, may we learn to serve because we spend time at the feet of Jesus, because we spend time in his word and listening to him through prayer as his spirit moves and works within us. Father, as we seek to imitate Christ, may we imitate his humility, his acts of service, his attitude of surrender. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our community. I pray that we would build them up by serving them according to their need. That we would pay attention to them, not to put them in charge, but to serve them well. That they would see the value, they would know the value, they would desire the value of serving. May we teach them the joy of serving people that can do nothing in return, but people who need someone to help, someone to serve, someone to love them. And may we not only show our children the example of that by us doing it, but may we involve them in the practice of serving others. May we help them to be more like Christ as we take on that attitude of finding those who need help, as we take on that attitude of serving the least of those among us. And not that there's people that are of more value than others, but those who culture, society would consider least. May we lift them up that they would know the greatness of the God that we serve. The equality of the people that serve him. Father, as we live life today, forgive us for the times that, like the disciples, we argue over which one of us is greatest. May we heed your words that instruct us, that teach us that whoever wants to be greatest must become servant of all. And Father, in our attempt to be great, may we become great servants. Not great in the fashion that we're honored, but great in the fashion that we're humbled, that we're effective. That we represent Jesus well and we represent him accurately. And so, Father, today as we look around us, may we respond to that call to serve. May we respond to that call to be like Christ. And in so doing, may we lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.